The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. And my co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ann. And Ann, even though you can't see it, has a lovely new haircut that just looks fabulous on her. It really does. It's great.
Thank you.
And before we go any further, I just want to tell you a little bit about Project Independence, which we always try to do each week. Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And the most important thing you have to remember is the number 311, because call it any time, day or night, if you have a question. But the town provides transportation for shopping, for medical, 50% off, many discounts on that. There is a program going on in the town every day of the week. I know, Ann, you've participated in some of the various talk groups.
I sure have. They've been wonderful.
And that's it. And there's no reason. I say it all the time. A senior in the town of North Hempstead is not alone. There's so many things to do. And then when you do venture out into one of these groups, one, nobody's attacking you, asking you for any information. Then if you like it, you'll give your name and you wind up becoming a member and you hang out for a while. If you don't, you go home. So there's no pressure. There's no fees. There's nothing.
Right. Nothing ventured, nothing lost.
Right. And it's really, it's a gift of the town. The Supervisor Bosworth has put so much effort into this. And there's new things coming out constantly. So really, 311 for anything you need. Our first segment this morning is going to be a conversation with Ann and myself and Christina in reference to banking tips, how to keep your checking account safe, your credit cards, different things that, you know, unfortunately today, the number of seniors getting sent in the town of North Hempstead, okay, there's about 55,000 seniors, of which 10% have experienced some sort of scam. And of that, nationally, the number is $3 billion gets taken from seniors every year. And that's, in my estimate, a very lowball number because many people don't report it. And you read different things. It's just, you know, there's embarrassment, there's shame, every different issue. But if we can give you some of the tools to keep you safe, then, you know, and it's not every bank, it's not every brokerage firm, it's not everybody's trying to take your money. But this is a red flag to pay attention so those who do want to take it don't get that opportunity.
And I'm just going to add something that
sure.
Personally has occurred to me. My Blue Cross Blue Shield, my GHI insurance, they got breached. And
wow.
My Social Security number is out there. I have protection insurance that they provide. But yet, if you aren't following the security tips that we're going to talk about today, you're opening yourself up for identity theft and other things that aren't really necessary if you're able to do the preventive measures we're going to talk about.
Right, that's very important. Actually, and I believe it even applies for GHI and those type of things. If something was put on your card, like just say a wheelchair, and next year you need a wheelchair, you're not going
to
get
one.
You're
not able to get one, yeah.
Right? Because they said, well, you're not giving your wheelchair every day. I mean, prescription's a different story. Crutches, you know, different things you need to ambulate, they're not going to give it to you. And they'll say, go look at your bill. A year ago, you got one, even though you didn't.
So you just drove home the point that watching
Absolutely.
The bills and keeping the papers and other items are crucial as far as this whole topic is
right.
concerned.
Well, some people feel, and it's a shame, that if you're not paying for it, you don't have to pay attention. And that's what happens. You see, I don't have the bill. I'm not paying for it. You might see $1,000 on charge. You say, I don't care. It doesn't affect me. I'm not paying for it. You are paying for it. We're paying for it. That's fraud. And so you do have to call up and say, I see all these charges on my Medicare, on my whatever it is, your GHI. They're not mine. Please confirm who used it. I didn't use it. And get your money back. And it's very, very important. One of the issues is banking, where it's very, very important, where, you know, people can get into your banking account via debit card, via credit card.
Well, that's what I think it is that in this world where, you know, it's great, you know, the online banking. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think a lot of us do it. It's a big shift. I mean, it's an encouragement that even the banks, you know, I was actually waiting online for the ATM and there was a long line. They're like, why are you waiting online for the ATM? You know, you could just do it like that. You could come right, you know. And I was like, oh, no, it wasn't. I was trying to wait online, talk to the banker. That's what it was. And they were like, oh, no, just do it right here. Just go in the ATM. I'm like, I want to talk face to face to someone, you know. And so it's like a big shift even in the banking industry. And I think whereas it's convenient and it's fast, it comes with a lot of things, oh, yeah, too. And it's very easy. And what you said, Anne, about watching is really the number one thing, because I can't even begin to tell you how many times my card has been charged for all different, you know, various false charges. And if you're not paying attention to it, you know, you don't really know.
And that's tough for Christina because I believe she's queen of the shoppers.
I think. If you go to enough stores with me, and then, you know, you really have to pay attention to make sure you're not, you're not missing something.
So. And I'm sure also we're going to cover the fact that it's not just the online banking that you can do, but now we've got mobile technology on top. And mobile technology is another can of worms. And you have to be wise about how you use it.
Right. I agree. And you have to understand it first. That's the other thing, too. Mobile technology, it's wonderful. And this sounds terrible, but the younger people catch on to it quicker and, you know, become proficient in it much sooner than we do. I'm not saying don't use it, but don't use it until you know what you're doing and you're very comfortable with it.
And you are aware of the security items that can back it up.
Right, right.
So that you have your firewall and other malware kinds of applications in place so that you are not put into a compromising situation.
Right, right.
One of the most important things I believe with all of this is 60 days once you are aware that something has happened, you will not be liable for something that someone else charged, but they do have a time frame as to when you need to report that. You just can't let it go without at least making phone calls.
No, that's definitely important. You know, I've actually heard that too. You know, just on a little sidebar, I was on vacation somewhere with my best friend, and we were in North Carolina, and we were in the hotel room, and she wanted to order something online. So she went, you know, she was ordering some lipsticks or something quickly online. And then it said, decline. It kept saying, and we were like, what's going on? So she called the bank. Mind you, we live in New York and we were in North Carolina. And they called and they said, you know, they put up an alert because there was all these charges on her account in New York while we were in North Carolina. So they red flagged and said, well, how are you in, you know, North Carolina and in New York? And it turned out that someone got her credit card number from one of those skimmer
wow,
machines and made a credit card.
Right, right.
So it wasn't even like they just got the number and were charging it, you know. So it was and they went over each other. And this is why, you know, it's really important to, you know, contact your bank and do all this, because they went over all the charges and, you know, just to make sure, you know, she didn't do that. And it was in the 60-day period.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
One thing I know I am rather obsessive about is whatever I charge, I keep the receipts. Mm-hmm. I keep the receipts kept together, and then when the statement comes in, I tick them off, just like I would with canceled checks on my checking account.
That's good. If everyone was like, Anne, I think we'd be in good shape there, right, John?
Because I would question if there was something that I'm not familiar with, and I can show them it. But one thing that I understand is very important is all these receipts that I save must be shredded.
Absolutely.
Because they too, like your credit card, can be used against you, and someone can grab information off of the slips. So even if nothing else, take the slip, because you don't want it laying around with somebody else that's it's not in your possession. There's another way that your information can be stolen.
Absolutely. And it, you know, the shame of it is, I was helping a client the other day get online and to see an account. There's not a lot of information they want. Now, this online account, didn't have any transaction ability, so it made no difference. But you can still see it. And it really was the last four digits of the Social Security, her name and address, and the date of birth.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty easily accessible information, especially if I say, just give me the last four. And then you think you're being safe. I'm only going to give you four of them. But then you see.
No, but that's what you need just for a lot of these things. You're absolutely right. Because I even know my own things. It is. It's always like that last four they just ask you for. And it's, you know, it's really.
That's interesting. I wasn't aware.
Yeah, that was pretty easy.
Only the last four can still get you in trouble.
Yeah. You know, I know, like, when you go to a doctor's visit, and I heard people complain, it's like Social Security number gets given out so randomly. Mm-hmm. Every form you fill out for a doctor, it seems they want it. And it's like, what do you really need it for? You know, I mean, it's one other thing. But just in reference to the banking, one thing that I think seniors really should do, and it's hard. I always talk about trusted friend, trusted family member. You don't have to put the person's name as a joint owner of the account. But you should have a trusted friend get a duplicate of the estatement. Because what happens is, all of a sudden, if I was getting my mother's, I'm not on your account. I have no ability to charge anything. But I say, every month there's $35 going to this place. Every month there's something. And then you find out that, oh, they called me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For a donation, a one-time donation. No, that was a year ago. And people don't pay attention. $35, not taking $1,000. Yeah. If my balance should be $1,200 and it's $1,150, it's close. I'm not going to get all upset. And every month something is going.
No, I think that's important, you know, because even, you know, you might not even necessarily, someone might not be actually scamming you.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
It might be a completely legit thing, but the fact is, if you're not, you know, like you said, having someone do that, you have no idea that it could just be like, oh, you know, they thought it was a one-time thing, but it can be, you know, going on, and that adds up, you know.
Adds
certainly
up very quickly.
Up very quickly.
And it's too expensive. You know, there's people, they're not called money managers. I forget what they're called. But, you know, they'll come to a senior and go through the books and just balance a checking account. And, you know, it's a legit organization. But it's like $75 an hour to have somebody just double check your addition, which I think is high. And whereas somebody can just say, Ma, what's going on here? I see the last 3 weeks, you know, something for Costco. You don't go to Costco. What is this? But small enough, if you keep it under the radar, it's not raising
right.
a flag.
No,
$1,000, the senior would understand. $25, $50, but over a course of a year.
You know, it's interesting as we're discussing this, something that sort of pops into my head. Many, many seniors are keeping themselves in good physical condition,
yeah.
and many of them are opting to go to various gyms, spas, whatever you want to call it. Now, you have to pay a fee, and often it's done on a monthly basis. They want either your credit card or your checking account so that they can automatically pull money out.
Right.
I'm not comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Chase and spoke with them there, and what was suggested was open up a separate checking account, put in a limited amount of money, and make that account only for the gym, nothing else. So this way you can meter it. If for any reason they closed in whatever and you only had $200 or $500, then you're out that amount of money. Or if they're doing something and you don't like it, at least it's a smaller amount than if you had a checking account
right.
with a larger amount, or better yet, a credit card with a nice big credit limit on
right.
it. Those are things that are safeguards that you can do and still participate and let them do the monthly pullout.
I agree. Taking that one step further, that checking account, and I tell people to do this, did you just
open
up?
I was thinking that, you know, because it's like a project safe, but
yeah.
you know, it's always mentioned.
You use your debit card on that
yeah.
one too. Because this way, if they get into your debit card, they'll never get more than the $300
or $400. Yeah.
They get into your checking account, and you have $5,000 over
right.
a weekend or whatever the limits are, and you're not paying attention. All of a sudden, it's $500. And if you use that same account, I tell people never put more than $300 into a checking account, which your debit card. Then, you know, if I get into it, now it's getting better because you can get the money back somehow.
Yeah, it hasn't. And I think it's
be.
Because it is increasing, you know, these things and, you know, these scams are
going on. I also think that if you have a questionable charge that's on any of the things, you have that right.
Mm-hmm.
Credit card.
Yeah.
Credit
See, debit
card
is different.
Oh, okay.
And up to recently, you couldn't get your money back. It's like if I cash a check, you know, from you and I got it from you fraudulently,
yeah,
it's hard
unfortunately,
to get the money.
And it
not say,
you know, now it
back.
Does take, you know, a while. It is, you know, it's not as quick as with a credit card. You know, they can stop that and kind of just credit you back. You know, if it does happen, because a lot of my friends this has happened to, and it takes, you know, they eventually do get the money back in their account, but it certainly does take a while to get back. So
it's amazing. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.